And I haven't investigated it yet. This was USA Today. I was just rooting around online, and I saw the headline. Camille Fine, I guess, did the writing here of the article. It's titled, The 10 Weirdest Things. So that alone captures my attention, you know, I mean, because we're weird here on the morning team. The 10 Weirdest Things Agents Found at Airport Security in 2022. This is according to the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. You know, the people that would know.
Of course.
They're the ones that discover all those things at airports you hear about and such. You know, people where sometimes you wonder what they're doing.
Yep.
Make you scratch their heads. Well, let's find out. As it says here, you know, passengers are not allowed to bring weapons of any kind, including replicas, into the cabins of commercial planes. There are other rules and regulations, according to TSA, but that doesn't stop people from doing things they shouldn't do. So, top 10 list, and I guess it's going from 10 to 1, because I see number 10 is listed here now. Yeah, 10 to 1. So, number 10, soiled money. Well, that leaves up interpretation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Soiled money found in a pair of crutches. So what it says here, TSA agents discovered a pair of crutches stuffed with soiled money at the El Paso International Airport. Okay. That seems kind of weird, I guess.
Very weird.
Number 9, an inert grenade. Yes, a hand grenade that was found inside a carry-on bag at Milwaukee Mitchell Airport on July 29th. The grenade was found to be inert after the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department's bomb squad was called to the scene. That would kind of get your attention.
That would have a little bit.
I think so. Trying to remember if they
just forgot that they had a grenade or.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's a dud.
Yeah.
You don't mind if we don't take your word for it. Number 8, cattle prods.
Cattle prods.
Not one, not two, but three.
Yeah.
Three.
Three cattle prods were found stuffed inside a passenger's carry-on guitar case. Sounds like something from the Bob, doesn't it?
But
we don't do a machine gun anymore. We put kettle prods in the guitar case. This was September 14th at Dulles International Airport. The passenger was allowed to repack them into a checked bag, according to a TSA spokesperson. But apparently, it was investigated. Nothing. Okay.
Is that considered?
Is that a weapon? It could be utilized, I suppose.
Could be depending on how long they are.
Well, I suppose if you talk to the cattle, they'll be proud.
Yeah, that's
true.
Cattle would tell you it would be. That's kind of weird, especially since, again, it's stuffed inside a guitar case.
Guitar case.
Right.
Number 7, when TSA agents discovered at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, December 14th, that was recent, a handgun hidden inside a gutted PlayStation console.
A little bit of work.
Apparently, the fake weaponry you can use to fire from PlayStation wasn't good enough. Apparently an officer flagged the PlayStation unit when it went through an X-ray machine and didn't show any massive computer parts. Apparently it showed. It must have showed the handgun, I guess.
Assume it was hollowed out.
That's weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hollowed out guitar case, hollowed out PlayStation. Number 6, again, this is the TSA. This was just found today, USA Today. TSA, the top 10 weirdest things agents found at airport security in 2022, according to TSA. Number 6, drug scrunchies.
Scrunchies.
Drug,
you know,
scrunchies?
Scrunchies
your hair scrunchies.
Hair, yeah.
I have some.
Okay, well, I'm sure that you would never do anything nefarious like this. When drugs were found crammed inside hair scrunchies at Boise Airport, according to the TSA. Okay. Drug scrunchies. I wonder how they discovered that.
That's what I'd like to know.
It's, you know.
Well, probably if they're drugs, they have drug sniffing dogs or something.
Oh, well,
like
maybe that was it. I'm thinking, what if somebody had it in their hair walking through I don't know.
No.
Number 5, a knife found in a laptop. A double bladed knife was hidden inside the casing of a laptop. This was November 6th at Richmond International Airport in Virginia. Detecting artfully concealed weapons points to the training and skill of our officers who are focused on their mission to ensure that prohibited items that would cause harm are not carried onto flights. That from a TSA spokesperson. Yeah, okay.
Isn't that something that Q would put in, like, James Bond's laptop? You know, just in
and that, people need to stop watching too many James Bond movies, evidently.
And that would be the more contemporary James Bond.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, Sean Connery wouldn't have had that.
Oh, no.
Roger Moore would have been on the
he might have been in a futuristic
close. Daniel Craig certainly would have.
Yeah, Daniel Craig. Yeah, absolutely.
Number four, in September, a gun was found in a medical sling.
A medical sling?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Allegedly, it says, according to TSA, the man was questioned and says that he forgot to remove a loaded 9mm handgun from his sling before going through security at the Douglas Greater Rochester International Airport. How do you forget that?
You don't.
I mean, come on.
I know. You don't.
Especially if it's loaded.
Yeah. You don't.
I mean.
You don't.
Didn't have a holster, so he used his sling. Come on. Number three. Oh, this one I remember. This one, because this was just, December 22nd. This was just a couple weeks ago. Remember when disassembled parts of a handgun wrapped in plastic, along with a magazine, were found inside jars of peanut butter?
Jars of peanut butter.
Yes, this was at JFK.
It seemed like they wouldn't work all that well.
Well, they were wrapped in plastic, so they were housed. So, because that's the first question. It's like, wait a second. So
that'd be kind of gooby to pull out of there.
I imagine, somebody obviously wanted to try and get them through and willing to do the messiness of it, but they were discovered.
Yeah.
Number two, the gun inside of the chicken. This was November 7th. It says here TSA agents experienced an unpleasant early Thanksgiving feast when they discovered a handgun stuffed inside a raw whole chicken at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Those aren't breadcrumbs.
That's a whole different kind of stuffing.
That's a weird thing. So, now we're up to the number one. The top 10 weirdest things found by TSA agents, airport security this past year. Fentanyl candy.
Oh.
Officers confiscated about 12,000 fentanyl pills from a suspect who had allegedly hidden them inside candy boxes while going through the Los Angeles International Airport.
Hmm.
Well, that's not good.
I wouldn't think that would be... how they try to smuggle drugs past agents and stuff like that, that can't be the... most absurd. It has to be others, too.
Yeah.
You'd have to think.
At least 12,000 pills.
Well, maybe that's why.
Maybe it's a rather substantial haul, it sounds like. You know, how do they tell the difference? I mean, pills could pass for candy, couldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but... Well, there you go, folks. I don't know if anyone ever experienced anything weird when you were at an airport. Maybe you witnessed something. Let me know. Could there have been something else that could have been added to this list that was not there? Did you ever... do something that was considered inappropriate?
I did.
Did you really?
I did, it was right after, it was about a year after 9/11. So, 2002, I put my keys in the plate, and let it go through. And then they stopped me and said they'd have to take them because I forgot I had like a utility kind of... it wasn't just a knife. It was like a little knife in there, but also had other little things in there, too. I think
a nail
filer.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's very handy.
Yeah, very handy. And I just always had it on there for years. And I didn't even, that was my first time flying since 9/11. So, So they gave me the keys back, but they took that instrument away from
confiscated
me.
Confiscated the weapon. Okay.
So the only time I had something confiscated, it was a bottle of hand lotion that was over the limit of, I think they only let you take
the liquid limit.
2 ounces or something of liquid. And I said, are you kidding me? Weigh this stupid thing. It's half empty. They were like, nope, we just have to throw it away. I said, oh my gosh.
So it was hand lotion, right?
It was hand lotion.
Could you have found several people and said, hey, need some lotion?
Hey, let's pass it around.
Maybe gotten it under
the
limit.
We could all smell the same. Oh my gosh.
Well, there you go, folks.
That stuff was just crazy.
Well, at least
I never had a gun.
At least we know TSA's on the ball.